Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello and welcome back to the U Up Podcast. I'm Jordana Abraham.
And I am Jared Freed. So good to be back here with you, Jordana, live in studio. We're here. Happy July 4th. We're into the summer. It is podcast season to me.
It is the heart of the summer.
Right?
Now, yes.
And everyone's doing their trips and their road trips and their beaches and their flights. And there's a lot of moments post whatever you did that weekend that you need a podcast.
Yeah.
Like, so if you're out there and you're like, hey, maybe, you know, you listen to this show, we want to thank you, but we want you to send it to a friend on the way back from their beach trip when they're in the recesses of their mind wondering what happened last weekend and why it didn't work out with the person that they've been texting with the whole weekend and all those things exactly. That come up over the summer.
I mean, summer dating is fun. It sometimes feels a little high pressured to always be doing things and going out and seeing people. I know you know.
It's exhausting. I would say I'm in it. I'm in summer dating season and I'm tie-tie. Okay. I am tired. I mean, but it's fun. It's exciting. Yeah. It's, you know, you're
such a great time of the year to be single and going out and doing things. The weather's great. You feel good. Yeah.
Wintertime, you want someone
to just hold you,
the consistency of a lover. Summertime, you're like, I want to be on my own, sunglasses on, outdoor bar. Give me a Aperol spritz, please. I met someone IRL the other night.
That's like hitting the jackpot. It's always very exciting when you can do that.
It was actually a conversation piece on the date. Mm-hmm. I was at a bar. I'm by myself. It was, it's a Monday night. I was like, Jared, let's take a night off. Don't drink. Don't have anything. But I'll go out and get dinner. Mm-hmm. Famous last words. Because then I'm at the bar, I'm looking, everyone's, you know, there's energy.
Yeah.
People are having drinks. And I've gotten
the weather's been pretty good this summer in New York, anyway.
Gorgina, as the young women are saying these days. Right. So I'm at the bar, there's a buzz, and I'm gonna get a martini. I deserve it. And we talked about a lone bar recently on the podcast. And you know, the negative Nancys, they're the ones that give feedback. The ones that go, well, I go to a bar alone every week and no one's ever come up to me. Well, maybe you should look up from your fucking phone and start going up to other people. Because let me just tell people, this was both people making moves.
Yeah.
Not one. You know, going to the bar alone, that ain't it. You also have to be an active, you know, person at the bar. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to have your head up on a swivel, looking, making eye contact, smiling. I'm not trying to be, you know, straight dude saying, hey, dude, smile a little more. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying be an active participant in your own life. Because I get negative. Listen to me on the podcast talking about, you know, TSA pre for 30 minutes, okay? I'm a negative Nancy too. Yes. So I'm not saying I'm above you. I'm telling you, I'm noticing the good, pointing it out, trying to
facilitate more of that.
Let me do more.
Yes.
Yeah, here's the structure. Let me do this. So I'm at the bar. I'm like, I'll get a martini. I'm on my phone again. I'm fucking, you know, fucking Phil Phoney too.
Right, with
I'm,
your friend,
I'm Mr. Phone.
Right,
yeah, my best friend. And have the first martini, put my phone down, make it an active choice.
Okay.
So that's right. I'm
break
very
away
brave.
From the squad.
That's right. Take a moment away from my friend. And then I start shooting eyes at someone that's with a larger group to my right.
Okay.
So we start exchanging looks. I notice it. They notice
that
it.
What they call, I don't know, they used to call it this. I'm not sure if they still call it the eye fuck.
There was, I would call it eye groping.
Okay.
It was a less of a fuck. Respectfully.
Okay. Fair.
It was I.
Less invasive.
No, yeah, it, was, okay. It wasn't I fucking. I would say it was I foreplay.
Okay.
I would give it that.
Fair.
And at one, and I'm like, I'm looking. I'm listening to their conversation.
Okay.
Because I'm a fucking nosy piece of shit. All of a sudden, they come over to my left, come around the group to my left. So then now they're making active moves.
Okay.
They order a water, and they said to me, you don't eat
a
any
water.
Well, they had just had drinks. Okay. They're in a group. I get it. It wasn't like
weird.
Negative Nancy Waterton.
Okay. And one for him, too.
She kind of gave me shit. She goes, you don't eat your olives. And I was like, well, I'm trying to stay healthy.
That's
it's a Monday.
That's a flirty move.
Flirty move. Yeah. I go, do you want one?
Did you take one?
Olives were taken.
Wow. Okay.
And then we laughed about it. Fine. That's goes hot. Back to their group.
Okay.
Goes back to the group. And then they're packing up. You know, the group is...
It's ready to go.
They're going home. And I said, hey, nice to meet you. Take my number. Boom. We've all made moves.
Okay.
They're doing the olive move. I'm doing the take my number move. Eat my olive. You know,
you're all right. You're leaning into the situation.
Here's the point of IRL summer, mm-hmm. which we were ahead of. I think this is IRL summer.
Okay.
We were early. It is officially IRL summer because
after 4th of July.
After 4th of July. It's July 5th today. Or July 6th, whenever you're getting this for the people who don't subscribe, but you can pay $3 a month if you want it early. You gotta lean in 20. Everyone's gotta lean in 25%. The 50% in the middle is where the date is found.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like we both made. It takes two to tango.
Yeah.
And so then texted, went on a date the next night. Fun.
I love it. That's how it's done.
That's how it's done.
That's how it's done.
Applause.
On both sides.
Thank you for your ferocious applause. But do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. What you're saying is that like it requires an effort on both parts. You go, you put yourself out there, IRL summer is just...
And also, if you're going out alone and you didn't meet someone, that's not a loss. You know, you didn't fail at the task, you know, like, it's not going to happen sometimes. I go out a lot on my own.
Just like in any scenario.
In any scenario.
You go out with friends and stuff, you know what I mean?
Totally, and...
Some nights are good, some nights are bad.
This is the problem with the dating apps when you compare them in, one-to-one to being out at a bar alone. Dating apps, you're going to get... 4 matches in a night that you spend swiping. Those 4 matches are going to feel pretty good.
Right.
You might not get anything on a night out on your own. And it's going to feel, you're going to go.
But when you do,
but
it
when
feels
you do,
a lot better.
I think the feeling is better than the 4 put together.
Totally.
You know, and I think both parties, we went on the date and we both even
that's
said
also,
we were more excited to meet each other considering the meeting.
Yeah. I mean, that's also why, you know what I mean? If it's less likely, you're less likely to get a match, but the match is better. That's why you do it. It's, you know what I mean?
It's, it's a more, it's like eating 100. I mean, I don't mean to bring Diet Starts Tomorrow into this podcast, but it's like 100 calories of an apple do not equal 100 calories of chips.
Yeah.
You know, as far as being full. 4 matches on a dating app do not match 1 meeting in real life and exchanging a number in person.
Totally. And I mean, that's the thing. It's summer. There's things to do.
You could People be, are out.
Even if there's not things to do, you can go out on your own. I think it's the perfect time.
A martini on a Monday. Who am I? That's what I kept saying. That was my old guy thing that I kept saying.
I looked over my phone and I said, "Who? What are we doing? Just a couple of crazy kids."
Yeah, I had my arm around it.
Yeah. So, I mean, we pre-recorded a bunch of episodes because we were on the West Coast. And by the way, we're coming to Austin next week. We'll be there on Wednesday.
Austin next week. We want to thank everyone in San Francisco and LA. The shows were a blast. Everyone that came out, so much fun. The messages you guys sent were so nice. And it was just a great time all around. It was really a great time. Austin. We're coming next week. Get those tickies. Assemble the group chat. The best compliment in the world is how many people said, I brought friends. They couldn't believe how much fun they had.
That's the thing. You want to hear. And then we're also going to be in Chicago at the end of the month. I'm not sure if there's any tickets left. There might be like 2. I'm not sure.
2 tickets.
Potentially 2 tickets.
2 tickets.
Get them while they're hot. And then New York, we'll be back August 10th.
Yes.
And we're really excited to see you there. And I know, again, because we pre-recorded, I did see some emails in the thing, wanting us to talk. At this point, it's been a few weeks, and the Roe versus Wade Supreme Court overturning that thing. And I did want to mention it briefly. And I do, you know, one thing we do love about this podcast and people do love about it is that it is a place where you cannot think about the heavy, intense things of the world.
Put your brain on the shelf.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But I think, this is a dating and relationship podcast, and this is a dating and relationship adjacent topic.
Of course.
So I did want to touch on it briefly. I'm going to talk about it a bit more in the subscription episode that will be out on July 18th, so a few weeks from now. But it's going to be a while since this came out, so I don't want it to seem really late or out of nowhere. But
some people appreciate letting the dust settle and having, you know, your thoughts put together. You know, that's another thing.
Sometimes
you are a thoughtful person. I wouldn't think of you to come out and be like, you know, I would think that would make, that makes sense.
No, and that is my style. That my style is to think about things and process them and then speak on them. And that's true of anything that goes on in my personal life or in, you know, in the world or anything. I think that everyone's allowed to process and interpret and speak about things in a way that makes sense to them. I don't think there's one universal way that's right or wrong.
Totally agree. I mean, you've even said on this podcast, speaking.
Don't speak unless you can improve upon the silence.
There you go.
I think that's a Gandhi quote, but you know, I'll take it.
Gandhi-Jordana Abraham.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Well, it's like you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. Yeah. Wayne Gretzky/Michael Scott.
Exactly.
Like, I'm taking over that quote. But yeah, I'm going to talk about it a little bit more on there, and I think we'll get your take. I think people are interested to hear. You haven't really seen a ton of male takes on what happened. Obviously, I think it goes without saying that this is something that's really devastating and upsetting. And to me personally, if that wasn't obvious, you know, some people, they take your silence to mean something that, you know, you're cool with it or you don't care or you're happy that it happened, which is not the case for me. But again, I don't like to just speak. So we're going to talk about that on the, it'll be out on July 18th on the subscription bonus episode. And if that's something you're interested in hearing about more, you can listen to that. And if you're a subscriber and if you're not,
you can skip that one. It was a sad day. You know, I feel like we're moving backwards. And I was listening to this podcast. I'll give it out. I like this podcast. It's a reasonable podcast. I'm going to give it out right now. Plain English with Derek Thompson. He did a episode just about the end of Roe versus Wade changes everything. Just like kind of go. He's an investigative reporter. So yeah. I like a reporter, you know?
Right. Someone whose job it is to look into all.
To be smarter than
me. Right,
yeah. You know, so. But he basically gave the statistic 80% of people in America agree that people should have access to abortion in the first trimester.
Yeah.
And you go, 80% of people fucking agree. That's the depressing part. Is that like you have 80% of people?
How is this not protected by 80% of people?
You're not protecting 80% of people, and I just, you know, the idea that someone can't have access to doing something that's right for themselves is sad.
There's a lot of things. There are a lot of rules and you know, government things that it hypothetically I'm for against, but this just still feels so much more real. It's much more you can see it. And again, I'll talk more about that on the subscription episode later this month. But I just wanted the audience to know that it's not something that we haven't thought about, even if you haven't seen excessive posts about it or anything like that. And it is something we're going to discuss further. And the goal of the show, though, generally speaking, is to be able to take a break from those kinds of really devastating things that
happen. Of course. And I think like our conversation about this matches. Mm-hmm. I don't think we've ever been different than this right now. When it came to COVID, we were a measured speaker about it. I think when people come at you, they go, why are you different on this than you were before? I think we've been pretty consistent, you know, about how we talk about serious issues on this show and also in our personal accounts.
Yeah. And we talk about them as they relate to the topic of the show, COVID as it relates to dating, COVID as it relates, you know, the differences in opinion and the things around that. This obviously is a huge relation.
Well, and
marriage, you know, and dating and relationships and just sex.
Can I give two plugs?
Of course.
The first one, I've been sharing this link. I think they're a great organization. The Bridget Alliance exists to help people access abortion care. They do everything in their power to meet the impending surge and need for those services. They help people get to an abortion. So it's a great place to donate to. That's a link that I've been sharing. And the reason I've been sharing it is my good friend Allison Leiby has a show right now about abortion.
Yeah. And really big.
It's a wonderful show. I was at opening night. It is at the Cherry Lane Theater. And, you know, what I love about the show, and again, this goes back to the conversation of like the extremes versus the normal. Her show is a lot about normalizing the conversation of abortion.
I think that's amazing because there's so much, but like I said, behind closed doors. I think so many people know people, have experienced it themselves, have experienced some sort of adjacent thing, have taken the morning after pill, have done, you know what I mean? Have had nights that I've had where I've prayed to God that I wasn't pregnant and I know exactly what I would do if I was.
We've all prayed.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's just, it's something that's so hidden and so secret and it shouldn't be because it's so common.
That's the thing. Yeah. And the a huge point in her show was like, we always scream about this at the last possible second when it's like, and it becomes scarier when you're not talking about it in normal sense. Like, hey, this is an everyday thing. This is, you know, healthcare.
Right.
You know, this is, it's just, it's why, you know, I like the way we talk on this show and it's why I like Allison's show.
Yeah.
And if someone, I think it's a great thing to support and be a part of. You go, you walk away feeling like you've had a normal fun night about abortion, as crazy as that sounds. If you want to get tickets, Oh God Show, that's OhGodShow. OhGodShow.com, Allison Leiby. It's at the Cherry Lane Theater and it's actually going to be over August 26th. It's the final week. So it's a great show. And I went, wonderful friend of the show, friend of mine for a long time. So
check,
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I just feel like going to these events and,
yeah,
you know, seeing the Bridget Alliance and being a part of what they're doing, and these
exactly
are all good
and supporting things in whatever way feels really comfortable and good and like it makes sense for you.
Yeah. Did it get hotter in here?
It did. Actually, I think it did. But yeah, more on that in a later episode subscription. Again, later this month. We haven't recorded it yet, but I have a lot to say. Okay. So, guys, again, if you're coming to one of our shows, going back to Lighter Moments, and you want a dating app makeover, or you have text that you want us to reveal, or you want to be set up, email uup@betches.com and write in the subject line what show you're coming to.
If you're on TikTok like me, I'm sure you've seen people obsessing over Sol de Janeiro and their perfume mists. Sol de Janeiro's fragrances are inspired by cheirosa, a Portuguese word that means to smell incredibly delicious. Designed by master perfumers, their fragrances are unique and complex. They incorporate high-quality floral, amber, and wood notes with gourmand undertones for a completely immersive fragrance experience. And believe me, they are worth the hype. Cheirosa 62 Perfume Mist, this scent brings the warm feeling of summer to you no matter the season, with silky vanilla, subtle florals, and creamy sandalwood for a beachy vibe anytime. It brightens your day. And you got to use the products at night. Go out, get your sexy on, get dressed up. I love these mists. And if you've been wanting to try these viral products yourself, there's never been a better time. Right now, Sol de Janeiro is offering listeners 10% off on their first order on soldejaneiro.com and free shipping with code UUP10. That's SOLDEJANEIRO.com, promo code UUP10. Soldejaneiro.com, promo code UUP10.
Should we get into our first
Let's get in the email. Yeah. I mean, couldn't be more opposite than our conversation that we just had. We're back in the fun zone, or maybe not. I don't know. The hot crazy scale.
Yes. I've heard little tidbits about this, I feel like, over the years.
How I Met Your Mother, Barney.
Yes.
This rings a Barney bell for me. I used to love How I Met Your Mother, fell out of the show, but he, that was kind of the...
I never really got into it for some reason, no.
I don't know why. I thought it was a very good, like, next version of Friends.
Okay.
Like, it very much had the, we hang in a bar, talk about our dating and relationship lives.
Right.
Just trying to make it in this crazy mixed up world while living in a city. They had more of the element of, like, you know, friends moving away and the dating stuff. They had a lot of dating theories that worked out. And, you know, there's a point where I was like, let me see the fucking mother already. You know, like there was.
Yeah. I think, I don't know. Maybe it was because, like, none of the actors I felt personally had, like, the star power of the Friends cast. Where I was like, this just feels like there was something, you know what I mean? There's something magical about a cast that's really well put together.
Yes.
And that just interacts. And not that they were bad. I just think that there's like something a little bit different or elevated about a Friends cast or a Seinfeld cast or even like the Office cast that just feels like a level that's a little different than some of the other ones.
And
people might disagree with me.
You'd be proven right based on the post show kind of what happened. You know,
right.
You know, they all have fanaticism. Careers. I mean, they're all doing fine. I mean, but Jason Segel, the guy, you know, the one guy that stood out was Neil Patrick Harris. I mean, like, he's a star.
Yeah.
But even, you know, like, that's why people kind of watched after a while. They were like, I want to, you know, the Barney character. Yeah. But I would agree with you. Like, you look at Friends, how many of the, you know, like, you know.
And just the way that they interacted with each other, I feel like, was just like kind of, it just felt so, I don't know, it felt like a completely different, like,
felt like you were part of the gang.
Yeah, or something, you know what I mean? Like Seinfeld, too. Like, you're just kind of like, I feel like I'm in and I get it. And the other ones, I just kind of felt like you could replace a character or two and it wouldn't be with a different actor.
We wouldn't miss a beat.
Yeah, wouldn't be that weird. But yeah, why don't we listen to the clip from the episode talking about this phenomenon and then we'll finish the email. But I'll read the first part of the email before that. Hey, J&J, I have a question for you inspired by your Sunday special on being chill/too chill and a theory I recently saw resurrected on a post. The hot/crazy graph was first proposed, at least to my knowledge, by Barney on the sitcom How I Met Your Mother. I'll attach a video to jog your memory if you haven't already seen it, but Barney essentially describes male attraction to crazy women as a linear relationship with their hotness and a positive correlation. So we'll leave the YouTube link below, but we'll play the sound.
So she's hot.
Oh, she's gorgeous.
Then she's crazy.
No, she's not.
There's no way she is above the line on the hot crazy scale.
She's not even on the hot crazy scale. She's just hot.
Wait, hot crazy scale?
Let me illustrate. A girl is allowed to be crazy as long as she is equally hot. Thus, if she's this crazy, she has to be this hot. If she's this crazy, she has to be this hot. You want a girl to be above this line, also known as the Vicky Mendoza diagonal. This girl I dated, she played jump rope with that line. She'd shave her head, then lose 10 pounds. She'd stab me with a fork, then get a boob job. I should give her a call.
Okay. I feel like this wouldn't fly today.
That's what I was thinking the whole time. I was like, wow, it's almost unrelatable the way he's talking about.
Totally.
Like,
I mean, he says
confidently, like, you know, you got a crazy chick. Like, right. It just sounds.
She throws a fork at you, but then she loses 10 pounds, so it's okay. Like,
yeah.
You would not be able to say that.
Yeah, I didn't even buy it.
Yeah.
You know, like, because it was like, I don't even know who I hang out with that would be that way now, but I'm older. So, like, you know, right. This feels like.
When it came out, I feel like.
Youngish.
Maybe more of a socially acceptable point of view.
Yeah.
My first thought was like, you could replace crazy with bad personality.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And it works for either gender in my mind.
Go on with that.
Like, I think that's kind of like, you know what? How many stupid right.
You'll deal with bad personality to get hot.
How many stupid memes have you seen? Like, do I like him or is he just 6'3"?
Yeah.
Like, that are all like the same joke, but it's kind of like sort of around the same thing. It's like, is there physical attractiveness make up for certain like personality flaws or vice versa? Or is their personality so good that I don't care about?
Hold on. The whole thing going on right now. They're a 10, but.
Yeah.
They're a 10, but they don't have TSA pre. Okay.
The horror.
Yeah. So they're a 10. That's looks combined with personality.
Yeah.
So you're saying they're a 10, but here's this personality flaw. I mean, that's red flag deal breaker. I'm not going to say it was stolen, but it's a rebranded version of red flag deal breaker.
Essentially.
They're perfect in every way, but this one thing happens.
Right.
Do you deal with it? Do you look above it? I would actually say that this exists for women more than men in a different way. The whole time I heard this, I'm like, this same graph that Barney's describing exists for guy who checks boxes,
mm-hmm.
You know, versus how bad of a boyfriend they are.
Tax bracket versus...
not even tax bracket. You know,
social ineptitude.
Social, doesn't text me back, you know, if you look on the scale, like tax brackets, passion for their job, future job prospects, mm-hmm. Good with my family, dresses okay. You know, like, it wasn't, it's, I don't think it's crazy hot for women. I think it's more like, I see potential.
Yeah. Can I change him?
Can I, or, can I, could he
wasn't
be?
Wasn't that what men think too when you think of crazy? Like, could I change them?
I think the, I, or is I hate the word crazy
also,
for this.
Is the crazy kind of hot sometimes?
The adventure. I think I would say, I even see it like, you know, listen, guys like, I mean, the end of her email, she writes something about the referencing that I say, like, women have to think of being murdered.
Right. Well, I mean, I've said that too.
Yes.
I'll finish the email. I said, I think a lot of women fear their confidence or choices will come off as crazy, which I think is bullshit. But then there are other people, men / non-binary / women alike, who are honestly just not that bona fide cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs crazy. Is this a case of personal preference? Does it relate to confidence? Do men seem to be attracted to women who are a little out there? Do women have the same thing? As a woman, I don't personally apply this hot / crazy scale, and I can't say that I have really seen among other women in my life. So I also think Jared's dad-like warning, which is refreshing, amusing, but also sadly realistic, that women have to worry about potentially being murdered by male suitors, is another factor why we don't necessarily think like this. Curious to know your thoughts.
It was kind of on that note that I kept thinking about, like, older men do still like the craziness of a night. Maybe not as many, but, like, it seems like there's this march towards hanging out in suburbia on your couch for a lot of women that men in relationships go, I remember the good old days. You know, the married men that talk to me, they go, oh, man, to be single for one night. You know, like,
right.
It doesn't seem like you hear that a lot from the female side of, like, oh, man, I wish I was getting sent that dick pic. You know, like, so I, as far as, like, do you men like a person that is more wild, you know,
right.
that then I think, yeah, there's an attraction to that a little bit because it's like, you know, look at this person that could take me on a journey of I don't know what's going to happen next. You know, I think a lot of times men are put in the position of, like, make the plan. What do, you know, what do you want to do in the bedroom? What do you, you know, and then to have someone that's like, fucking, let's get crazy. And even in this description with How I Met Your Mother, she's whispering in his ear of, if you do this, we'll go do this back at the bedroom, you know?
Well, I also think that's because men are often thinking a lot more short term.
Yes.
So maybe they're into or more okay with that because they're like, yeah, there's this crazy person, be great, you know, great fling. Whereas women, I think, are a lot more thinking about the future and the long term, and they're kind of like, I don't know that this isn't someone that could be a husband or a father of my child. I think women are thinking that a lot sooner than men, being like, oh, is this woman who threw a fork at me going to make the best mom? I don't think you're thinking that at the bar when you meet someone who seems...
That's exactly my point of the female version of this is they could be a good dad, so I'm cool with them not making a plan.
Right.
You know, oh, they keep texting and don't make a plan, but they seem like a good candidate.
Yeah.
You know, like that's
it's like the opposite. Yeah.
That's the opposite, but it does feel like sometimes that's the female version of this graph.
Yeah.
And the male version of this graph is like, oh, shit. She just told me she, you know, wants to fuck me in the bathroom. Yeah, I guess we'll fucking see what happens tonight. You know, like, is this going to be, why not tonight? And then we'll worry about later.
Yeah.
You know, so I think there's truth to this, but I don't think it's, I think where it gets down
the
road.
For different reasons.
It's different reasons. It's also like, just the word crazy. Like, I don't think someone's crazy for wanting to fuck you in the bathroom. Right. You know, like, or, you know, I think a lot of men will give extra opportunity to someone that, you know, will fuck them in the bathroom that they're attracted to that also, you know, they don't see a future with.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I think
yeah, that's to me the big difference. But I agree, it's almost like if you replace crazy with like socially inept, I think that might get you further. And you maybe replace hot with like you said, good on paper. Or, you know, good to be a good provider, that might change things too.
Yeah. Good on paper. Well, that's the thing. This is where the things align.
Good on paper is
different. Yeah, well, good on paper is good to different people. Good on paper, you know, to a lot of guys, like, we'll fuck you in the bathroom in the middle of dinner. You know, good on paper to a lot of guys.
What is that on paper? It's on your stat.
Tell me about her. Oh, you don't know. She's great. We were at a restaurant. She was like, the appetizer here. Eat your calamari. Then I'm going to blow you. You know, like but I'm saying good on paper. This graph could be good on paper.
Right.
With combined with what you'll deal with.
Yeah.
and good on paper is different to everybody.
Yeah. I do think there's a thing maybe among men towards women who are like attractive and single for maybe a little longer of like, is she crazy? Like, I do think that's something maybe in the back of some people's heads. If you're meeting an older woman, older is subjective, but yeah. Like, I do think there's a sense of like, oh, this woman's like beautiful. Like, what is she? Is there some, is she a little crazy? Maybe.
I guess I'm not going to sound great, but I think the more appropriate way to say it, and I've said this on, you know, this show, is how'd you get here?
That's a euphemism.
Yeah, well, it could be taken, are you crazy? Or it could be taken, give me the story. Right. Everyone has a story. Yeah.
Like, well, I'm a lunatic. And I will call you 15 times if you don't answer.
I had someone asked me, how do you get tickets to the Comedy Cellar? I go, there's a 30-minute standby line that they do before every show if it shows is sold out. That's my tip to everyone here.
Google it. Sorry.
Says
it on the website.
Says it on the website. But listen.
Sure.
There's my secret tip. I've never met someone who had an issue with the 30 minutes thing.
Right.
You either get in or you don't. I don't know. And then someone asked me. I go, standby line 30 minutes. I'm not going to spend my night, you know, working on putting this whole thing together for you. There's only so much.
Right.
You know, I have people email me. Hey. Or they message me on Instagram. What's the email for the show? UUP@Betches.com. I say it
right
all the time. It's in the description.
It's in the Instagram bio.
It's not hard to find.
Yeah.
And then this.
What's the best place to get lunch in Times Square?
This great place. They invented the garden. Okay. They have tons of olives.
Amazing.
Breadsticks.
My favorite little spot.
My favorite. Tell them Jared sent you. So I. No, but I've said to people, and then I have people that come back to me, they go, the line didn't work out. I don't know what happened. They don't tell you what to do. And I'm like, everyone else doesn't have an issue.
Right.
You know, so, and I'm like, I'm not saying you're crazy, but I'm hearing your story. And now the story's coming out and you're going, it was everyone but me.
Mm-hmm.
Then I go, okay.
Get there earlier.
Something's off.
Right.
Same thing with your story of how you got here. Maybe something was off and you've come to terms with it. But if you come on if I'm on a date with someone who's in their 40s, 30s, whatever, and they go, everyone's an asshole but me.
Right. Then you're the asshole.
Then something is off. So that's why it's more appropriate to go, how'd you get here?
Right. So if you hear that, it means someone wants to know, how crazy are you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think there's an element of that. Also, I want to know, I'm interested.
Yeah.
I mean, I had someone on a date once.
I mean, that's what you get. You walk into any therapist's office, what brings you here?
Also,
I'm just saying, like, that's if you're, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. It's actually an interested question. It is a thoughtful question. And that's not saying I shouldn't be asked the same question.
Sure.
You should be saying, how'd you fucking get here? And here's my story. Right. Maybe you're going to think I'm crazy for it.
Maybe.
You might.
Yeah.
All right. Then we're not the match.
Trying to find two people who are crazy in the right way for each other.
Or have learned from the things they've done in the past. Learning. Listen, we all don't like who we were 10 years ago. Totally. No one's looking back 10 years ago going, man, I was fucking crushing it.
Yeah. Or like, I want to be exactly the same as I was then. That would be sad too.
Sad.
Yeah.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you are allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Let's do some awkward sex.
Let's do it. We've got a voicemail ready to listen. And also, guys, I'm currently wearing the U Up tank top. It's beach season, beach by noon. This tank top just says U Up Podcast. I've been wearing it all over the city. It's super comfy.
It looks great, soft, wonderful. I want a male one.
Male tank?
Yeah, I got to show off the guns.
Guys, we got to get it on. Jared needs a beach tee.
In the summertime when the weather is good.
Represented beach by noon. If you put up a picture with this shirt, beach by noon, you'll get a repost.
Also, if you're listening, I'm going to be in Providence, Rhode Island all weekend long. Love Providence. Love going to Providence. Also coming to Raleigh, North Carolina. We're going to be in Chicago. Then we're in New York. Dayton, Ohio. Brooklyn. Going to be at the Coney Island Amphitheater. The Chosen Comedy Festival. Bunch of Jews performing. Irvine, California. Washington, D.C. And then this is a little bit ahead of time. These have just been released.
Ooh. That's right. Early access.
Early access. If you're listening right now, Royal Oak, Michigan. I'm making my Detroit stand-up debut, Royal Oak, Michigan, Albany, New York, Brookfield, Wisconsin, jaredfree.com, jaredfree.com for tickets. Let's hear that awkward sex.
Let's hear it.
Hi, J&J. My name is Annie, and I've got a little awkward sex for you. This was early March of 2020, and the guy that I was newly dating came over to take a nap in the middle of the day. Now, my landlord had texted me the day before asking if she could show my apartment and if I would, like, be home for it. But she said she would call me, like, in 30 minutes before to let me know when they were coming. So, guy comes over. We're napping, which then turned into sex. And my phone had been ringing, but I wasn't paying attention to it for obvious reasons. And my landlord walks in, and I was like, did you hear my door open? And he goes, no, it's fine. And the guy goes, no, it's fine. No, you're good. Something like that. And in walks my landlord into the bedroom, and all I hear is, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. We'll come back later. And my first thought was, thank God I'm not on top, because it was his bare ass that was seen and not mine. So we clean up, do the thing. I go open my door, and standing there with my landlord is an obviously old couple. I would say like 70, 75. And the old woman looks at me and goes, nice job, honey. And I just smiled and like welcomed them into my apartment and then promptly walked outside to leave them to tour it, because I had no idea what else to do. Wow. Thanks.
It felt like she was like in between things while telling the story.
She's doing the dishes and she's like, let me recap this. I have to say, this one seems like it's on her.
Oh, really? Well, yeah.
I mean, if I had a landlord and they were like, I'm going to come show the apartment today. And I said, yes, I probably wouldn't have. If the guy wanted to come over and nap, I'd be like, today is not a great day.
Also, when they come in, I go, oh, we'll get up right now. I'm not going to like, let us finish. Like, that's a big part of this. This is that she's like, and so we finished up, cleaned up. Yeah. You know, it's like, wait a minute.
Now you're done.
Hold on, I'm not done sucking his balls.
Right.
She was
warned that this was going to happen. I mean, like, to me, you know, if I were the landlord, I'd be like, you said I could come over today.
Right.
Like, we discussed this.
And also, let's get dressed. Get out of here.
Yeah.
You know, put on, you know, fuck this, you know, you'll fuck later.
Yeah.
I also, I just love that this woman is like the nosy neighbor from a sitcom. Like,
Good job, honey.
Hey, good for you, tits. I used to get off back in my day. The old woman, she's got bigger, a 70-year-old renter?
Yeah.
She's worried about this woman
so
fucking?
Judgmental. I love
it. What are you judging for? You're the one renting. You know, like, what are you looking at this apartment? Yeah. A kid lives
here.
Who
needs to grow up here?
Yeah. I think I'm going to go based on the way I'm going through life rather than the way you're going through life. God. I know that's very judgmental, but like she came in with the judgment.
Yeah. Maybe she meant it
good
in a...
Good for you, honey.
Maybe she meant it in a pump-up way. Good for you.
Oh, like that?
Maybe. It really depends on the tone.
I'm saying nothing. If I see someone freshly fucking, you know, they got the post
the other way.
Glow. Yeah, I'm just looking down. At plates and shit. Yeah. I'm looking at cabinets.
Right.
Let me see the shower.
How's the air conditioner in here?
How's the shower pressure? I'm asking weird questions. I'm like looking the other way.
That's fair.
Yeah,
I'm into that.
I like that the boyfriend gets he just goes
back to napping.
For a nap.
He came over to nap in the middle of the day. Does he have a home?
What is wrong with him? Hey, babe.
And he's not even her boyfriend?
Yeah,
they're just come over and take a nap?
I can't imagine what scenario I would be in where I'm like hooking up with someone. I'm like, hey, so I'm in the neighborhood. Can I get a few winks at your place? Like, what?
Yeah, agreed.
What'd you call this?
Real sex date. I have. And I like real sex date. Like a state. And then I like Maddie's, which was the open house.
The open house is good.
It was good. Yeah.
Room with a view is good too.
What did you have?
Real sex date. I didn't have much. I was like, I was so caught up on the on the woman looking at the apartment.
Five's company.
Yeah, I like that.
The realtor and two people game. Yeah.
Yeah. I
You're still caught up on the 7-year-old renters.
I'm just sitting here like,
that's the awkward part for you.
That's awkward. Yeah, I'm fucking in an apartment as a young woman. Sorry.
Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school, get smoothing you know where, and have straps that actually stay put. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support are guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck between two cup sizes that don't fit. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your order with code podcast15.
It feels like I've tried every trick in the book to get better sleep. Cutting out late night snacks, no TikTok before bed. But let's be real. I'm going to keep scrolling. What did elevate my bedtime routine? Upgrading my bedding to Bowl and Branch. And right now you can take 20% off their selection of buttery soft sheets, airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and so much more. Upgrade your bedding now and thank me later. I have the Bowl and Branch sheets. Other than being beautiful, they are so comfortable. They're hotel quality. You're going to sleep better. And here's the trick. Take your Bowl and Branch sheets, put them in the wash, then make the bed and get directly into that hot bed. You're going to have the best sleep of your life. Made from the rarest 100% organic cotton and completely free from toxins, it's easy to see why Bowl and Branch are loved by millions of sleepers. These best-selling sheets feel incredible on night one and get softer and softer for years to come. Bowl and Branch signature sheets come in 14 versatile colors in all sizes, from twin up to California King, and they offer a 30-night worry-free guarantee, so you can wash, style, and sleep in their sheets for an entire month. If you don't love them, you can send them right back. Sleep better with the softest, most breathable bedding from Bowl and Branch. Get 15% off your order when you use promo code UUP at bowlandbranch.com. That's Bowl and Branch, bowlandbranch.com. Promo code UUP. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Should we do another email?
Let's do another email. Am I wrong for being turned off by a guy in therapy?
Let's see.
Okay. J&J, I have a strong thoughts on this, but feel like I'm in the minority, so I'd love to get your take. I'm sure you've seen how over the past year or so, there's been an increase in Instagram and TikTok dating content that references the importance of a potential partner, particularly men, being in therapy. I've seen everything from videos of girls saying, if he's not into therapy, then I'm not going out with him, to videos of girls jokingly whispering stuff about therapy into their new partner's phone in hopes that it's listening and will start curating his social media ads to promote online therapy.
Have you seen that? That's very funny.
I've seen versions of it too.
It's like wedding ring.
Yeah. But the therapy one's funny. It is funny that a man could never do that joke.
About for a woman?
If I'm whispering into a phone of a woman.
I would think that was funny.
Personally, I mean,
I think the idea of Mike doing that seems pretty accurate. I'm already in therapy, but
okay, so maybe I'm wrong.
I'm screaming at him for no reason. I could totally,
yeah. I guess they would have to show you screaming at him for no reason, yeah. And then I'm going,
sometimes he's like, why don't you, you know, if I'm yelling at him for something crazy, he's like, what do your therapist think about that?
I'm sure that calms things down,
great way to diffuse the situation,
yeah, right,
yeah.
Maybe I'm crazy, but I actually find it to be a turnoff if a guy is in therapy. Just to clarify, I am not anti-therapy. I think therapy is a great thing. And I
myself... Unless you're in it. Yeah.
Unless you're trying to fuck. Get that. Get that. I just can't imagine. We get the emails like this a lot.
It's like, where it's like
for me.
It's like,
not for
I
me,
think it's great if you're a bit, yeah. I'm not trying to fuck you.
Yeah, right. Get that introspective dick out of my face. But I actually find it to be a turnoff if a guy's in therapy. Just to clarify, I am not anti-therapy. I think therapy is a great thing. And I myself have gone to therapy during a couple points in my life. However, I think there's been a major cultural shift towards promoting the idea that we need to be in therapy all the time and constantly working on ourselves in order to be emotionally stable and mature. But most credible therapists say that therapy shouldn't be a permanent thing unless you have a major mental illness, and the goal is for patients to ultimately graduate from therapy. All this being said, I've had a couple of guys lately who, during the early stages of us chatting and seeing each other, have mentioned and openly talked about being in therapy. I'm not sure if this is because of the social media messaging that women see it as a positive thing romantically for guys to be in therapy, or maybe these guys genuinely are trying to be vulnerable and connect. But I experience it as a major turnoff every time. The couple friends I've mentioned this to have said I'm being too picky, or that I'm trying to find something wrong with these guys. I'll admit that I have a history of being an avoidant dater, which is in fact something I've gone to therapy to work on in the past.
All comes full circle.
But I genuinely don't think that's what I'm doing here. Ultimately, if a guy is in therapy, then I assume he's working on himself and getting through something, which is a sign to me that he's probably not ready to work on building a relationship if he's got other things to focus on. Maybe that's unfair and presumptuous of me, but it's how I feel, and it's the polar opposite of the guys better be in therapy social media phenomenon. I'm interested in hearing y'all's thoughts. Signed, am I the asshole for not wanting to get involved with a guy in therapy? What do you think?
Yeah, I think she's being a little judgmental. I think a lot of it depends on how it's presented and mm-hmm. how it's done. But I think the idea of being turned off by someone trying to improve themselves is like a little messed up. I think to me she's like, oh, like there's something you're like saying. I think she's actually turned off by the vulnerability because she says that she's avoidant. So to me, that's like a little bit of a sign of that. If they're saying it as a way to be like, oh, like, isn't this hot? I don't mm-hmm. think most men are going to therapy so they can talk about it on a date, personally.
I think they say it. I do buy that men are saying it more openly to make women like them more.
Do you think they're going to therapy so that they can tell women that they're going to therapy, and that's why?
I don't even believe they're going.
You think they're lying? That's a whole different.
I don't think they're going with the intention of lying, but I think they're going and then realizing that's a good plot point to bring up on a date because look at all this social media stuff I see that makes me a more fuckable contestant.
Okay.
I'm not saying it's, I mean, I.
So is having your own apartment.
Yes. Okay. Agreed. And, you know, some people are 70-year-old renters. so you got to take what you got. You got to play with the hand you're dealt. There are elements. I agree with you. I have a question of you.
Sure.
Is it true about the therapy being a limited time thing that she
mentioned? I think there's multiple. I don't think there's most therapists have the same. I think every therapist would say whatever works best for the patient. I don't think there's like the thing about therapy that she's trying to make it like there's a rule that you sure. only see people for a little and then they go away and you don't need to constantly be in therapy. I think it depends what works for the individual person. I don't think there's like most therapists aren't going to be like, you're done here, get out. I think it's more like as long as the person
graduation cap, here's your diploma.
Feels like whatever they're doing is helping them. Do you know what I mean? So I don't think it's for her to judge how long someone's in or out of therapy for if they feel like they need it.
That's where the presumptuous comes in, where she's basically saying, if you're in therapy, you're not ready to date. Plus, if anyone said that to someone, like if I said that to a woman, I would feel like an asshole for saying that. I would like the idea that like, oh, therapy, put on like a straitjacket on her, that's, and be like, hey, right. Get out of here. You're not ready for a man. I mean, I think that's a presumptuous thing.
To say that is to say, oh, you have to be perfect before you can be ready to date. You shouldn't be working on any aspect of your life. You shouldn't be working on getting a better new job. You shouldn't be working on changing, you know, apartments or cities or anywhere. Like, is that her bar? You have to be completely content in every single aspect of your life and not introspective or trying to improve yourself in any way?
Totally agree. I mean, I think of therapy like the gym. Yeah. You know, there's times
you're going to the gym or you're not ready to date because you don't have the body you want yet.
Right. That's the most transferable metaphor for what she's saying, because it's like, that's just not true at all. Where I do think there's elements of her email I understand, mm-hmm. And I empathize with. It's the, I do think the "you better be in therapy" thing is annoying, and it's and it's also become cliche, and it's again, the internet has allowable things to say and unallowable things to say. We are censoring ourselves. This is one of those things that somehow has become an allowable thing to say. You better be going to a doctor. Like, you're telling someone what they better be doing with their personal.
That I agree with. I don't think it's up to anyone to tell anyone else what they need to be doing or not need to be doing. Is it? I think if you break it fully down, what it stems down to is there is a trend towards men being more vulnerable and more open with their feelings. And I think that that's a good thing. And I think women are starting to appreciate that maybe more than they had in the past, when they expected men to just kind of like have no feelings, not cry, not work through any of their shit, and just kind of like pretend like nothing affects them. So I do think that, like, yeah. And if you have to go to therapy trend is indicative of anything positive, it's just like the idea that we're now being more, it's now more socially acceptable and even potentially even a good thing for a man to be like emotionally expressive.
Yes, that is the most, rational way to look at it. You're right. And you're right. I think where it becomes irrational is, and I could see, what you said in the beginning is the way I'd have to know the way it's being presented.
Totally.
I could see a guy thinking, you know, that repeating the meme is an attractive thing on a date. I could see a guy fucking that up and her going, ugh, you know, like, which could be, which she has a right to do, you know. But I also, you know, the presumption that because someone's in therapy, they can't date, I think that is completely wrong.
And I also think, like, again, if they're lying on the worst case scenario, like you said, they're not actually even going, like, that's obviously a deal breaker in itself. But I do think, having been to therapy and knowing that it is time consuming and expensive, the idea that you would do it just so that you could tell a woman on a date that you're doing it is, I almost think it's almost like a better answer as part of the, you know, to bring it back to the first part of this episode. Are you crazy? How did you get here?
Sure.
Here's what's been done, right? And I've, you know, there was some in my past relationship, we had issues with this, and I've actually like discovered this about myself, and I've actually, you know, worked through a lot of that with a therapist, and I feel much better about it now than I did at the time.
Totally agree. I don't believe that anyone plans to go to therapy to look better on a date.
it's a very long, expensive game.
I do think people connect the dots looking backwards, so they go, "How do I look like the most sexy candidate?"
Sure.
You know, how do I tell my story?
Yeah.
And I do think guys tell their story and know, oh, the therapy thing, people like that, throw that in there.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, I got therapy on the list, you know, throw that in there. You see it with people, the way people talk about themselves, it is an unbelievable stretch people do to make sure that they look like an interesting candidate. You know, I asked someone the other day, where are you from? Well, I was born in New York City.
Where'd you grow up?
What the fuck are you talking about? Yeah. You were are you from New York City? No, but I grew up, I went to high school, I went to, you know, middle school. I go, where'd you go to, like, what block did you grow up on? And they're like, oh, in the suburbs. And you go, what are we fucking saying here?
Right.
You just want to let me know, well, I'm city-ish.
Right.
I'm not suburb loser.
I don't rent.
Right.
Or I do rent because I live in the city. Yeah.
Show me the mortgage. Yeah. You know, but I'm saying when people do a lot of stretches to make sure.
That's fair. And I think if someone's the kind of person that's doing that, that's almost the bigger red flag than... I don't think it's about going to therapy or about anything that's... I think ultimately it's a good... again, unless the person's clearly doing it. And you can kind of tell because, like, you could just tell if someone's posturing or if they're speaking to you in a vulnerable, authentic way. But I think I do think it's a good sign if they have something that they're... if they have something... I think it's the best sign when they tell you something unfavorable about their past.
Yeah.
And then... they're showing that they're actively working on it. Do you know what I mean? It's like someone who tells you they have a lot of debt and we'll see what happens is to me a lot less of a viable dating candidate than someone who's like, I have a lot of debt and I've worked with a financial advisor to figure out a plan. Yes. And you wouldn't be like, you're going to a financial advisor, fucking loser. Like you clearly, you know what I mean?
I love the thought of some guy being like, and I've been going to therapy. I've been working on myself. And then she's just across the table like, ugh, fucking pussy.
I mean, that's probably the biggest fear of like, back in the day when it was, there are still many men, I think, out there who do think of it like that, who think of it as I'm admitting there's something wrong with myself. And why would I, you know, I need help to like get through mm-hmm. something. Why, you know, there's probably a lot of men with real issues that they could probably use a therapist for that have that exact fear of women like this who are like, ugh. Like, because there's, you know, not everyone is the same. Not everyone is the TikTok therapy girl. Like there's still a lot of women who are like, I don't want a man who wants to like talk about his feelings. I want a man who acts like a man.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And then maybe those people aren't a good match for each other. But I think this is kind of the fear, I think, of a man who does go to therapy.
Of course. And yeah.
If they're doing it in a real way.
I really think she's actually so afraid. I mean, you mentioned this before, the avoidant thing that she mentioned. Yeah. I don't know what that even fucking means. But
it just means that she's turned off by like a sentimental emotion. I think in this case, yeah. She wants to run when someone gets too close.
Well, I think she also, it seems like she thinks that this is a maneuver.
Right.
You know, that she's being fucking tricked. Oh.
Sounds like someone like, should go back to therapy to discuss this with.
Guy, man, like it does sound like she's like, all of a sudden he's mentioning his therapist and then 30 minutes later I'm blowing him. I don't even know how I ended up there. He mentioned therapy and all of a sudden I'm fucking this dude.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I've been to therapy for many years, and one of the benefits of having been to therapy is that I've learned to get to know myself better. And so I know just how much social interaction I can take before I need to revert back into my shell. So it's really helped me optimize the time that I have out and socializing with friends, and also helped me like know when it's time to just go home and be on my own. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/UUP today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/UUP.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Let's play some games.
Let's do it.
Send in your red flag deal breakers to UUP@betches.com. Today's red flag deal breaker is brought to you by Faux Pas. Just in time for summer, there's a new canned cocktail that's made for Betches by Betches, and it's ready to drink so you can bring it wherever your group text takes you next. They come in four delicious flavors with a Betches twist and beautiful, vibrant packaging so they look good and taste even better. And of course, they're best served cold like a K-text. I've been drinking a lot of Faux Pas.
They're so good.
I actually want to take some with me. I'm going to the beach for the 4th this weekend. We're taping prior to the 4th. I'm going to take
grab some in the office.
I got to take a whole, I'm going to be walking out.
Beach by noon.
Beach by
with
noon.
With the faux pas. What beach are you? You're going to be gone.
I'll be gone. All the paparazzi listening to this, they won't be there. Yeah. I'm going to Connecticut.
Oh, that's fun.
To a friend of mine's place. They got two little babies. And I got my buddies. We're going to drive up there. I get
that's
out of
so
that.
Fun.
I miss House out on Connecticut. A lot of, right? That's the and dream. They're near the beach. And I
that sounds
I get left out of a lot of this, you know.
It's around the road.
I'm on the road.
Yeah.
So all this friend stuff that I, you know, I hope they're okay that I kind of fall in and out, but I
I'm sure they are.
Yeah, I'm sure they are. I mean, but
I don't know if the kids will
they better fucking have Uncle Jared ready to go.
Beach
they
by noon, those kids.
Uncle Jay, they better be calling me Uncle Jay Train. I want my, you know, I want to be recognized.
Yes.
But
at the beach town with the kids. You got to do some sandcastle shit if you want to make a mark on the kids.
Well, I got to bring toys. Yeah. What do I got? I got to get them something.
I don't know. What do kids do these days?
What are they like? Books?
So at the beach? Yeah, kids love books at the beach.
Here's a 70 chapter book, baby.
You get a little bucket. The sand.
I'll get him a truck or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. I gotta get
the toys haven't changed since 1950. You're gonna be fine.
Well, I'm gonna really embarrass my friends because I'm going with my friends in their car, and I'll show up with a big bag of toys like I'm Santa Jared.
Oh yeah.
And then, I'll say these are from me.
I find that
not them.
I find that's the best way if you're not good with kids to like just
toy them up.
Win, yeah. You just buy the affection. And then they look forward to you coming. They don't even know why.
Listen, who are they going to remember? My friend who made a couple of fun jokes or Jared?
Yeah.
The fucking gift giver. Yeah.
They're going to remember you. I love that.
I got to go to the toy store.
Well, let's play some games.
Let's play some games.
Hi, J&J. I have a red flag or deal breaker for you guys. I was on a date this weekend. I offered him a ride home because he had walked. But I realized this was a horrible idea because my car is disgusting. I explained to him and he said he was sure it was fine until he saw it. It was so bad, he asked to sit on a bag.
That's bad.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Give me that trash to not sit on your car.
On your trash. Do you have any cleaner trash that I could sit on to avoid sitting on your trash?
That's hoarders.
Yeah.
I sit on my trash.
It was so bad, he asked to sit on a bag. There was dried up salsa on the seat because recently I was drunk and spilled salsa and my dumb ass was like, whatever, it will get taken care of next time I get a detail.
That's fucking disgusting. Dried salsa
someone needs to get her life together.
Because it's molding. It's in the heat. It's summertime. Okay? It's not freezing.
If you have a spill and you're an adult, you need to clean it immediately.
Wait till I get a detailed. How about get a fucking napkin? And wipe it off now. I don't know. Wait till you get a detail.
Yeah, that's disgusting. Guess who just scheduled a detailing appointment? I guess you. I explained that to him, but I don't think it made me look any better. It wouldn't to me. I was very apologetic and embarrassed, so hopefully that helped. So red flag or deal breaker, their car is disgusting. Attached as a picture. It was so much worse, IRL. There are two weekender bags beneath the piles, so he might think I'm homeless at this point. In my defense, it is a convertible, so there is no trunk space, so putting shit in the back seat is inevitable. How about putting shit in your home? To make matters worse, I am one of those people whose car is their baby, and I totally obsessed over my car on our dates, which probably is a red flag to begin with.
It's a huge red flag that you obsess about something that is fucking
that you don't
disgusting.
Take care of at all. If my car is my baby, then I am a child abuser.
Yeah, that's the problem.
At least she's self-aware. Yeah, oh, and even worse is that the bag he sat on had a pair of used period underwear on it. I changed my clothes.
There was salsa in the underwear, too.
He couldn't tell what the which red was which. I change my clothes a lot in my car, which is why I have... Why do you change your clothes a lot in your convertible? Which is why I have clothes scattered all around, but I wasn't going to have period underwear out in the open. So it was in a bag, like a classy person. and it was the bag that he asked to sit on. So he sat on my period blood to avoid sitting on salsa. He doesn't know this, though, and I don't think I plan on telling him. I like him so far, so hoping it's not a deal breaker. Fingers crossed emoji. Signed, stupid ho bo.
I think we have to post this picture.
It's not, the picture is
the
not that
podcast Instagram account, but that's the thing about the picture. It makes her look good, even though it's bad.
It's still pretty bad, but it's not like the worst thing I've ever seen. But we definitely have to put it
Here's the major issue, because I'm looking at the picture.
The unidentified fluids?
Yeah. The fact that she had salsa... If the car upholstery was like a cloth, I would understand that, like, oh, I need to get the car detailed to get the salsa off. These are leather seats. All she had to do was take a hot cloth and wipe it. It easily salsa comes off of this. It's not the felt seat. This is a deal breaker.
Yeah. I mean, I have to say, I do sympathize with her. I'm kind of a mess, right? And when I lived with a roommate back in the day, we had a really disgusting apartment. There was shit everywhere. We like barely got it. It was really gross. And I was like, why don't I have a boyfriend? And no, sometimes I would have guys back and I could tell that they like thought it was kind of gross. And it was.
Yeah.
And but it was kind of like because I had this roommate and we were both kind of messy, like I couldn't do it without, you know what I mean? Like we would have had to both have been like, we gotta
switch two people it up. Making a right. life change.
Yeah.
That's
it was like too much for us. Yeah. So I just kind of held it as a wash. And then eventually we moved into our own apartments and dating immediately got easier. But I do think that's part of it. It's kind of like you don't have your shit together, which at the time I didn't. Do you know what I mean? I think the way that someone keeps their stuff is sort of a sign of how in control they are of their life to an extent. Now, it doesn't have to be like spotless, but I think this, like, if there's period blood on the seat, it might scream someone not ready to be in a serious relationship.
Yeah, I as a fellow disgusting like yourself. Okay. Yes. Cuz I'm gross.
Okay.
I leave shit on the samesies, floor. I'm samesies. My car, I don't have a car, so I don't know what mine would look like. I would hope it wouldn't look like I was living in it. But that's how this person's
two weekender bags.
Yeah, this is crazy.
Salsa?
The salsa is the most offensive part.
Not the period blood?
No, the period blood bothers me less than everything else. Because that actually makes sense. Like, oh, you changed in the car. It was in the bag. He didn't even see it. She's telling us. She's actually being more honest than we even ask her to be.
Okay.
This is going to sound bad. This is going to sound old. But I'm like, if I'm disgusting and then I'm dating someone who is also disgusting, then we are going to be disgusting.
Yeah.
Two disgustings. Ain't a home. I want to live in.
Child Protective Services.
I'm from, you know, my parents, my dad's disgusting too. My mom screams and yells all the time.
They should.
Shoes off! Take off your shoes! Oh no, what are you doing? Where are you going? There's dirt everywhere! Every 5 seconds.
You need that, yeah.
Someone has to do it or no one does.
They should put that in the genetic testing that you get before you start to have kids. It tells you if you're a carrier for anything. Yeah. Disgustingness should be in there.
It should
be. If you're both carriers, you can't
do disgustings it. Disgustings can't have it happen.
Yeah.
Well, because what you do, and this isn't fair, this doesn't sound right, but I don't think of the person having their life together when I see a disgusting place as a man. Okay. I think of what would our home look like?
Well, that's your life.
And that's your life. And it's like, and you go, oh my God. And I'm not saying like the woman should take care of the home, but it sounds a lot like I'm saying that. Like,
I mean,
there's an element of like, you know, am I going to have the gross kids? Am I going to have the smelly kids? Am I going to have the place? Am I going to be the home that people go, their yard's a mess all the time. I don't know what's going on there. Like, it just, and again, this is my responsibility too, but I'm looking for someone that can, you know, improve me as a person.
Well, that's fair. I think it's okay to look for qualities that you don't have in yourself.
And I ain't fixing it.
That's what they call it, a match. It's not a twin. It's a match. You know, they compliment you in ways that you don't do that. I'm sure Mike's a little more. He's not a disgusting. I'm a disgusting. So, you know. And then we'll do this thing. Well, he'll come home and he'll be like, "I see the shoes," and I'll be like, "It's going away."
Right. Well, he pushes. You can't. Yeah. You can't. People are cruise ships, not speedboats. Mm-hmm. Like the shoes thing. He goes, "I see the shoes," and you go, "You'll move the shoes."
Yeah.
Like, but the shoes are going to be out for the rest of your life.
Kind
of,
yeah.
Right, that's just what it is. But you'll move them now because you got someone looking at you going, what the fuck is going on?
Right. Well, like, I used to do like binge cleaning, which is like I'd let it get really dirty.
I'm that way too.
He's a clean as you know what I mean? Like clean as you go kind of person. But I prefer to do like, all right, like 2 times a week, I just clean everything that I've let get disgusting over the past few days. Whereas he's like, why don't we just not let it?
But that's the thing in a relationship, you know that you have to be the most disgusting one.
Yes. That's my role.
That's your.
There's only room for one disgusting.
And it's me. Hey. I mean, my brother is going on a trip to Europe and he's, and it's funny to hear him talk about the planning process. He's kind of planning it.
Right.
And he was like, he was talking about his girlfriend that he's going with and he's like, I'm the planner. Like he's like, I guess that's my role now.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't think of my brother as a planner, but I'm like, guys, he'd do a good job at that. He's he's a pretty organized guy.
That's great for him.
But he's not like, it's funny that he's like realizing this now. You know, you can't get in front.
Have they not gone on trips before?
They've gone on trips, but this is like a bigger event.
It needs like more planning. Right?
And you're going, you know, abroad, different languages. Yeah. So like, but he's like, and he kind of said to me, he's like, yeah, I got to be doing this or it's not going to happen at all.
Well, that's good. It's like, that's a match though. Like, and I mean, you know what I mean? I have the same frustration Mike probably has with my disgustingness I have with his lack of planning. I'm not sure if I told this or not, when we went on our honeymoon, I had filled out so many questionnaires and COVID things and visas and other shit before we got, I probably did like 2 full days of like research and planning and making sure we got like the special QR code that they could scan. And we get there and we just like, we get to cut the line because we have the QR code. Mm-hmm. And he's like, wow, this was so easy. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? This is so easy for you.
Yeah.
Because you're lucky that you're with me. Like, do you know how much time? And like, he was like, oh, it's, you know, it's just a breeze to get to Sri Lanka. It is.
Why isn't everyone going? I that's hilarious. And I'm also thinking right now, I'm like, wow, I'm disgusting and I'm not a planner. I would be Mike in that situation. I'd be
like, wow.
Wow. Look at us.
Where's the lounge?
Yeah. Whoa.
Well, we'll find your thing that you're you know, you'll provide the entertainment.
I'm good at,
on the way.
Yeah, I'm good at making a joke about someone as we pass them by. Yeah.
Yes. There you go. That's a very special skill. Couldn't get through the trip without that.
I'm good at making the Uber driver laugh. I can do that. Hi, this is happening to me right now, so I figured why not submit. Red flag or deal breaker, he updates his profile multiple times within the first 5 weeks of dating. For context, I don't expect him to not be on the apps yet. It's still super new and casual, but it's just generally weird to be the type of person who edits their profile weekly. I can't tell if I'm turned off or not. What do you think?
I think it'd be a bit of a turn off. I could agree with that. Even if she expected no one, it's very obvious that they're out there dating, mm-hmm. which fine, they're allowed to be. And two, it's almost like someone who's constantly updating like their like Facebook profile picture or any profile. You're kind of like, this is like something that you're like, you're an active, intense, there's nothing casual about the way you're using this. You're like really trying to find someone else.
It's a little different from a social media thing because you're literally like, maybe this gets me a hotter woman.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, like, because it's like fishing with different bait.
Right.
You know, you're
it's like you're very clearly trying very hard to find someone better than me.
Yeah. And I think it's also on this person writing in, it's still super new and casual, but it's generally weird. It ain't casual. You're looking at their profile.
5 weeks is not that casual.
Yeah. And also you're looking at their profile.
That's the other
every
part
day.
She doesn't admit. That she's not. Okay. And it's funny because we get these all the time. It's like, he's updating this, he's updating that. And it's like, there's one thing to be updating constantly. And then it's another also thing to consider when you're looking constantly. What does that mean to you?
It doesn't come to the top of your feed.
Right. And you're never looking. I'm saying you, Jared.
Yes.
You're not. When's the last time you checked a Hinge date's
never
profile to see if she updated it?
Never.
Right. So it's a sign that you're not that invested.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
maybe I should be checking. Is that?
I mean, I don't think it's necessarily, but it just goes to show you know what I mean? You're not necessarily that into anyone that you've met thus far, potentially.
If I'm being put on the spot.
This comes out in a few weeks. Yeah, maybe things will change by then.
Maybe things will change. You never know. But I guess. But I mean, I don't think I would do that anyways.
You know what I mean? It's funny because like if I'm on, even if I'm on like Zillow and I'm not even actively looking for a house, but I'll look at houses and then I'll like go back to see if like you know what I mean? If there's a price drop or if the house is off the market, I'm kind of like, you're not even that. I mean, I'm wondering for you, it's like, you're not even casually invested in you know.
You look at a house, I don't even look at the person. I don't know. To me, like, what am I going to do? That's how it goes.
Right.
That's my new saying. You know, I have a new catchphrase.
I like that. It's very Hakuna Matata.
I am Jared Hakuna Matata Freed. Yeah.
Means no worries.
Means no worries for the rest of your days. Yeah, that's how it goes. Like, I to me, when you like check someone else's like, you're looking for hurt. Like, if you're enjoying yourself.
Well, it's always like the best thing you could see is nothing. And, yeah. And so it's true of anyone that you're seeing on social media. The best thing you could see is nothing, and the worst thing will ruin your whole day.
Well, and also she even says, if you're saying it's casual, we're not sure yet, it's only 5 weeks, well, then you're just trying to convince yourself that it's casual and only 5 weeks.
Well, let's say it's not about her, and it's just about the person updating their profile weekly. Is that weird?
It's. I hate the word weird for it. It's thoughtful. It's this person is out there trying to find a profile that gets him more ladies.
They're trying. Okay.
So I would say, if someone said to me,
if a woman was like, yeah, I updated my profile, every profile picture is every week,
I would say, why are you telling me this? We're on a date.
A woman who's asking you for advice. Do you think it's weird? Do you think it's fine?
I think it's a little weird.
Okay.
I mean, it's not, again, I think it's proving that you haven't met someone that you're fully convinced
of. And you're concerned that it's the profile.
Yeah.
Which I think is a valid concern. I guess in theory, to find out about it might be a little off-putting, but in theory, someone who is updating their profile frequently, you know, why should there be something wrong with that?
No, there's nothing wrong with the action.
They care.
There's something wrong with your relationship.
Right. I'm saying, but if you have no relationship and you're just looking and you're, you know, you're trying to
get better a
glow
yourself.
Up. Yeah. There you go. Digital glow up. Let's do one more.
Okay.
Okay. Hi, J&J. Red flag or deal breaker. His mom goes shopping for your gifts. Context. The one Christmas my ex-boyfriend and I spent together, his mom went and spent a ton of money at Ross buying all different options of clothes and brought them home. My boyfriend then picked what he liked out of the options and the mom returned the rest and he paid her for what he wanted to give me. She was a stay-at-home mom, so she had the time to go out and run errands, but I was a little turned off he wasn't a little more creative or at least went to the store with her. He even told me the situation and should have kept his mouth shut and I would have never known.
Shut your little mouth. I wouldn't even know about this.
I ended up breaking things off a couple months later because this played a factor into the larger fact that his mom did way too much for him. He did his laundry, made him lunch every day when he was 27 and never lived outside his parents' house yet.
Wow, that's
last part is a little more
come on.
Interesting. Yeah.
Also, Ross.
I guess the whole, what is Ross?
Clothes for Less? Isn't that there? There's the.
I've never heard of that.
It's like a discount clothing store.
Interesting.
I mean, not a place I want my gifts from.
Right.
I mean, not to sound like a snob.
Who judges 70-year-old renters.
Get your life together, woman.
I guess the whole mama's boy thing is a big red flag or deal breaker in itself. Would love to hear your take. I still wear the clothes, though.
Yeah. I mean, Ross has serviceable items, but it's just not like, oh, he got it from me. It's not really a braggable gift.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, okay. I mean, unfamiliar. From what you're saying, it doesn't sound super sexy.
There's a time for certain things and there's another time, you know, I don't think you're going to go, you know, the gift itself, it loses.
The fact that it's a gift, right. But it's funny. Okay. Not knowing anything about Ross, if you got rid of the last paragraph about his mom doing his laundry, whatever, any of that, if you replace mom with assistant, it suddenly becomes a lot hotter.
Wow, you're right. That's a good tip to the men out there.
If you replace, I'm
anything
seriously.
That happens in your life that you had help with, say it with my assistant.
I mean, if you say my mom did anything, it's kind of like, it's a little like, eh.
And it's also like, it's a little bit like, makes the relationship a little naked.
Yeah.
You know, like, what are you telling your mom? You're telling her that it's, you know.
It sounds makes you sound like a little boy.
Yeah.
If you use my assistant, same exact task.
My assistant went to Ross.
Left out the store. My assistant got a bunch of options. I picked the option that I thought was best. And then they, you know, wrapped it, figured it out. My assistant's making sure my laundry gets done. My assistant's bringing me my lunch.
Hot. It's a like you're hotter. Big in Sex and the City.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Sent my assistant out to go get, makes my lunch, cuts my crust off, my sandwiches.
Richard, you remember the Richard, he sends the gifts and he writes to Samantha, Richard.
I don't remember. I don't know this.
He's one specific. Of the with the guys that she was like into, and then he had his assistant like at her gifts and signed the card love, and she like freaked out about it. But yeah, assistant hot, mom not so much. Especially I would say when if he lives with his parents, that's another thing.
To all the men out there, once you're 25, you start calling your mom your assistant.
Yes,
and you are gonna be good.
I mean, you're gonna be a lot better than your mom. Yeah. Assistant's hot.
Yeah, anyway. My assistant yelled at me to take my shoes off when I came in the house.
Still sounds still better. Yeah.
Still better. Still better, yeah. Yeah, I'm trying.
It works for everything.
I guess on the other side of this, would it be a deal breaker for me if I knew that mom was involved in getting me a gift?
Would you care?
I wouldn't care.
As long as, if you like the gift.
As long as it's not from Ross. Yeah. No, I'm kidding.
I'd be. What if it was her assistant?
I think it works for women,
too. You're into that, too?
It's fucking hot.
Yeah, okay.
Fucking high heels, pantsuit.
I like that.
Assistant. I'd be into that. I'd be like, you have a fucking assistant. Yes.
I agree.
Yeah, let's bring.
The only difference
is hiring an assistant.
Difference is that you pay one and not the other.
Yeah. Moms do assist.
That's true.
I'm hiring an assistant. I'm going to get.
I can't wait to correspond about the episode tapings only with him or her.
Yes, and they're going to have a notebook. It'll be like Kramer when he had the assistant.
I don't remember.
You remember that episode? No. Yeah, he has an assistant. It's like this random dude. Mr. Freed will speak to you now. That's how we're going to start. I'm going to start having him text people back.
Going to have him in the podcast room. Sitting in the corner. And then I speak to him and then he relays it to you and then you relay it back to him.
Mr. Freed would like some lunch.
Exactly. Love it.
Swiping for me on dating apps. There we go.
You have an assistant. You have a matchmaker.
Matchmaker, make me a match. Find me a fine. Catch me a catch. We did it. That's it for today's Red Flag Deal Breaker presented by Faux Pas Can Cocktails. They're 8% alcohol made with real vodka or real tequila, gluten-free, contain no artificial flavors or artificial friends because we aren't into overcomplicating things. Jordana, Faux Pas is about to be the drink of the summer, right?
It already is, in my opinion. Yeah. I mean, everywhere I bring it, it's gone. A lot of you got a chance to try it at the live shows. They're going to be at the rest of the live shows. Check it out if you haven't. Everyone loves it. I mean, the spicy margarita is next level. But honestly, they're all really, really good.
If you follow me on social media, they're going to be a fixture of my Instagram stories.
Love. Perfect beach drink, honestly. Get a cooler, put them in, make sure they're cold.
I've been saying this a lot. When I see it on a picture at the beach, I get thirsty.
Same.
I'm like,
that's the move.
That is the move because people tag me in the pictures. You get tagged probably in much more than me, but I get tagged. Yeah. And it's like, I got to be at that beach. I got to be drinking.
That's the visual we want in people's minds. Just a time to relax.
That's what I think.
It's a commercial. I love it. Anyway, we solved dating. We'll be back on Sunday. Hope you guys had a great 4th of July and we're ready to go this summer.
Let's do it.
Bye.
You Up is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Sean Kilby. Social media by Maddie Paul. Guest booking by Nicole Pellegrino. Be sure to follow at You Up Pod on Instagram and Twitter. And send us your emails to youup@betches.com. Betches.